Speaking of wild, we go to the state of Alabama and bring in a wonderful guy from the Crimson Tide Sports Network. He's on the football broadcast, voice of Alabama men's basketball and baseball. Longtime friend Chris Stewart joins us for a preview of this Saturday's Tennessee-Alabama game. Stewie, how are you?
Man, it is so good to hear your voice. And from this side of it, it's great to hear you hosting. You normally are on with me. It's a whole lot better when you're driving the ship, brother.
I appreciate it. We've driven numerous buses. You know, I've told the story.
Into the water.
Big bodies of water, small bodies of water. We found the water.
Yes, we have indeed.
I think I haven't mentioned it a ton, but every once in a while, I'll drop in the fact that, do you know that I actually, at one point, was the snake Kenny Stabler's boss? And people are like, what? And that was from, of course, the sports talk show that you and Snake and Mike Grace hosted. Yeah, on the station that programs. Crazy.
That is, that is, yes, man, way back in the day.
It, absolutely.
It was a good time. It was a lot of fun.
Yep. And all right, there's so many things we can get to. And I know you have a long list of jokes from Lane Kiffin returning to Knoxville. I mean, we could go on and on with that. But we got to talk about the
understanding where I am. I'll keep it to myself.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that personally.
No problem.
But obviously the streak is there. 14 consecutive games for Alabama. I mean, everybody knows how difficult this has been on the Tennessee end of things. And it's not the third Saturday in October. It's this month. This year it happens to be the fourth Saturday in October. But how do you feel about this Alabama team having won against Mississippi State after taking the loss to Texas A&M? Where's Alabama coming into this game with Tennessee on Saturday?
You know, I feel better. I think it would be crazy not to. But I think at the same time, Vince, I don't know that you can be downright giddy and certainly can't be relaxed and go, okay, everything's fine. We saw, I think, better what this team can be when it's at its best. But as Nick Saban basically said himself today, how he loved how they reacted, but can they remember the feeling of losing long enough to do what it takes to make sure it doesn't happen again? And it's not showing up on Saturday that's the difference. It's today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. That determines, by and large, whether you get the job done on Saturday. Can you take care of business in the early part of the week when the crowds aren't around, the cameras aren't on, the lights aren't on? Can you handle business there to prepare yourself and understand that, yes, it's been a wonderful ride, but this team hasn't beaten this Tennessee team yet. They've got to go do it on Saturday. And I think it's a better feel than this time last week, but I don't know that you feel like everything's in the bag, whether you're talking about this week or in the weeks to come.
Chris Stewart from the Crimson Tide Sports Network joining us. Tennessee at Alabama, Saturday night, 7 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock Central time. A few more minutes with you, Chris. Everybody talks about Bryce Young, so we'll save that. A lot of people have seen him a ton. Give me a couple of other very important Alabama players that are keys to success, in your opinion, that Tennessee might need to do a good job against to have a shot this Saturday.
You know, to me, it's Brian Robinson from an offensive standpoint, because even more of the burden falls on him due to the loss of the running back, good grief, Jace McClellan. Drew a blank on the last name for a moment, but Jace being out with the knee injury for the year, that's a huge loss. He was a big part of their pass game and the run game and gave Alabama what was developing into a really, really dependable, rock-solid 1-2 combination. Was it as explosive as what they maybe have had? No. But collectively, they were making a really nice backfield for Alabama and creating a real nice combination there. Brian Robinson's a really good running back, man. he's a different guy from Najee Harris. He is not going to hurdle you. He will knock you into next Tuesday. And he is a huge part of what they need to get done. The offense is primarily, obviously, what they do in the passing game. But if you don't have a run game to take some pressure off of it, you're not going to be as effective. And he is easily the most effective runner that Alabama has.
All right, Chris, last thing. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of interest in number 10 in crimson and white, and that's Mike linebacker Henry Toto, who, of course, was at Tennessee for his first two years. Jerome Carvin today said, he enjoyed being teammates with him and looks forward to getting after him a little bit this Saturday. How do you assess what you've seen from Henry Toto so far at that Mike linebacker spot?
There's no doubt the talent's there. I think he's maybe struggled a tad to understand truly what was needed from him and expected from him and what is not necessarily what his role is, but how to execute it. And I think he's looked more comfortable in that regard the last couple of weeks, Vince. And I think he's starting to make some steps towards being the kind of guy that that everybody knows can be a true difference maker for an Alabama defense. The way it's built, and it's not, certainly exclusive to Alabama, but you got to be strong up the middle. And you got to have a guy who can lead and make plays himself. And I think he's, as it is for always for a newcomer, it's difficult to kind of understand where you fit in with that when you're new. But I think he's becoming more and more comfortable, and Bama gets better and better as he does.
Chris Stewart on the Crimson Tide Sports Network on the football broadcast, voice of Tennessee, of Alabama men's basketball and baseball, co-host of the Press Box, syndicated radio show as well. You can follow him on Twitter at C Stewart Sports. Anything else? What else are you in the middle of, Chris, that I might have missed?
Why not? Just get ready to move here in a couple of weeks. That's all. I'm sitting here trying to figure out, what do we need to get packed here? What do we need to pack there? Other than that, I have a kid during the SEC, two kids actually during the SEC basketball tournament over the years. And now, moving here in week 7 of the football season or whatever it is. I'm great at timing and planning, man. You know that.
Absolutely. But you're a beauty of a person. Great broadcaster as well. Chris, always nice to talk to you. Appreciate it. We'll catch up again soon, my friend.
Love you, brother. Appreciate you, man. Take care.
Love you. Have a great night. That is Chris Stewart from the Crimson Tide Sports Network.